I think Eric is probably getting back at me for the assignments that he gave me. I think he's still trying to get even with me from the time that I persuaded him when he was in about first, second grade that $2 was plenty and mowing the yard was a lot of fun. He doesn't believe that anymore. What I want us to think about tonight is love. And I want to begin by just reading some passages of Scripture. I pick them at random, but it gives us an idea of the importance of love in the Word of God. The first passage is Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Owe to no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. James chapter 2, verse 8. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. 1 John 3, verse 11. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 1 John 4, 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. 1 John 4, 21. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother. And then finally, the golden rule. Matthew 7, verse 12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. There is something that almost jumps out when we're talking about love in Scripture. And that is, we've got to have a lesson on such things as agape and Philadelphia. What is this love? What is that love? What kind is this? What kind is that? And we get so involved in it, we forget to really think about it and to think about the application that it has to us. For instance, the only thing that people get out of the first passage that we read a moment ago from Romans is the fact that we can't borrow any money from anybody, because it says, owe no man anything. But people who believe that, based on that passage, just haven't read the passage, and if they've read it, they don't understand what they have read. The truth of the matter is, if you go over to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 42, Jesus said, lend people money. So that's not what is being said here in these verses that we read. What we are supposed to do and what we are obligated to do is to love one another and to love our brothers and our sisters. And that's what that passage is all about, because it's telling us that if there's anything we need to be sure that we do and committed to, it is the fact of loving others. The truth is that the obligation of love is new every morning. It's just like the sun coming up every day. And I must love you every day. Because that's the thing that we're being told here in this letter that Paul wrote to the Romans. Oh, but is that agape or is that Philadelphia? Is it this kind of love or is that brotherly love? And some of us really want it to be agape love because we don't understand agape. And if I don't understand it, I don't have to do it. Doesn't work that way either. And all we need to do to understand agape is to understand that it means to love with an intelligent and a purposeful love. And it tells us whom we are to love. Sometimes people get sort of jumbled up and don't like that word agape because it's strong. They like Philip. You remember when Jesus talked to Peter after his resurrection, I think the third time that he had appeared to his disciples. And he said, Peter, do you love me? And it was agape love. And Peter didn't want to say that word. And he said, Lord, I brotherly love you. And Jesus came back to him and said, Peter, do you agape me? And Peter said, Lord, you know I brotherly love you. And Peter was really disturbed when Jesus came back the third time. But the third time Jesus came back, he said, Peter, do you brotherly love me? And Peter said, you know I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. We got trouble too. In James' passage that we read, because it talks about loving others being the royal law. Well, what in the world does that mean? Well, royal usually has a king somewhere, doesn't it? So maybe it's just something that came from the king. Maybe it came from Jesus because he was a king. I don't think that's it. I think the message that we need to get out of that passage that James wrote for us is that this royal law is royal because it is the supreme law over all of the others. And indeed, the scripture says that if you love one another and love your neighbor as you love yourself, then that is all of the commandments. What that says is that loving people is at the very heart of being the kind of people that Christ wants us to be. But there are times because we get in situations where we think, well, how could I love that person? Maybe I could do it with agape love because I don't understand it. Again, that's not the way it goes. Royal love. Royal because of its greatness in the obligations that you and I have for our God and for His children as we gather together. And as we worship together, as we even are separate from each other during a week of time, is to be sure that we are loving every person in every way that we can. We can't be like the fella who talked about his wife and said, oh yeah, I love her for what she is. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Until he added her wealth. I'm glad Millie didn't marry me for my wealth. The one thing I remember from our wedding is that when my daddy, who performed the ceremony, was getting to the point where I was supposed to say, "I do," to everything, including my worldly goods. I got to my worldly goods, and my mother leaned over to my grandmother and said, "There goes his bicycle." But I love that girl. And I don't care what word you put on it. I guess some fellas get into a situation like the student at school. And he came back in after being out for the evening. And his roommate noticed that he didn't look very happy. And so he asked him, "What's wrong?" And he answered by saying, "Well, I went out tonight, I took my girlfriend out tonight, and I asked her if she would marry me. And she turned me down." And a roommate said, "Don't worry about that. You know that when women say no, they really mean yes, so just don't worry about that. She'll come around." And the fella said, "Well, she didn't say no. She said, 'Oh, pooey.'" So that seems to be a little more to the issue. The truth of the matter is, and the reason I told you that story is because love is a two-way street. It always is, it always has to be, and offered love always requires a response. Now, where does that put you? And where does that put me? Because our God has offered us His love. Because it has been offered, there must be a response. And there may be those here tonight who have heard the gospel, believed the gospel, believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And you know you're not living right, and you repent of your sins. You confess the name of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, but you're sitting back there because you don't want to be wet. You don't want to have to go down in the baptistry. God says you need to do it when He extends your love to you, and you need to make a response to Him. And that means you need to do what He says you need to do to become one of His children. And you can accept it, or you can reject it. The choice is yours, and that result is yours. Just remember that Jesus also said, "If you keep my commandments, you love me. And if you love me, I will tell it to my Father, and He will love you." Love is a wonderful thing. But it's not if you're not responding to the love of the God of heaven. If you need to come tonight for any reason, won't you come while we stand and while we sing?